As we look at the new administration, we see some opportunities. We will continue our work on decreasing regulation, and we're very optimistic that the new administration will be a help on that, whether it's WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S., the GPSA rule on fair practices that could impact how we market our Beef Council, the Antiquities Act, public lands, Bureau of Land Management things, as well as how the antibiotics are used. We continue to be trade huge priority. Unfortunately, we are out of TPP, but trade will continue. We'll continue to push to how important that is for the beef industry. It's our number one thing that can really lift all boats. Additions, we will be working on tax reform, estate tax, bonus depreciation, a lot of things with the Endangered Species Act that hasn't been modernized in years. In addition, we're going to continue our work with the CME and the CFTC and our industry partners on market forces, market volatility, price discovery, cash settlements, things like that that we've worked on all of 2016 with four task force. And then finally, we're going to open up and talk about immigration, border security, which we've not had an opportunity to talk about over the last few years.
And Jennifer wants producers to know the NCBA staff in Washington, D.C. continues to work on these issues and more every day. To learn more about the 2017 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, which continues today, just go to beefusa.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.